In this meditation, to be most effective, take some time to use the meditation from lesson one that you heard at the return to the now button. So now, assuming that you're in a quiet state, just sitting comfortably, vertical, but not forced, be in your body. Bring your awareness into your body. Feel the substantialness of your body, how it's rooted. Rooted in the position like a mountain. Be mountain in your body. Solid. Vertical. Notice your breathing. Soft, without aggression, natural breath, not controlling exhalation, just letting your breath fall out. Experience the full spaciousness of your awareness now, your mind open and calm. And just imagine that you're sitting in the center of the mandala. Or that the mandala is arranged right around your head. So that in front of you is the future position, behind you is the past position, to the left of you is the me position, to the right is the you position. Let your body lean very gently, forward, future, backward, past. Little movements, not big ones. Tending to the future, leaning a little forward. Tending to the past, leaning a little back. Tending to thoughts about yourself, judgments about yourself. Leaning to the left. Thoughts about this moment, about the meditation. Leaning to the right, the you position. Let the movements get smaller until you feel your torso subtly moving forward, back, left, right, but micro movements. So what is this tendency of the mind to rest so much in the past? That is the tendency of the egoic mind. Feel how when the mind is in the past, right now, the familiarity of everything that you're experiencing, of your sensations, has its foundations. That familiarity has its foundations in the past. How what you're experiencing right now is in a subtle sense being compared to what you've experienced a moment ago, a moment before that, months ago, years ago. What would it be like in this moment to taste this moment without comparison? Sense into this moment in its original, virgin nature. It's real newness. Observe the the quality of comparison when the mind is gently pulling you into the past. Feel yourself leaning slightly into the past, into the foundation of all the previous experience that makes this moment so familiar in certain ways. But also this tendency of the mind to lean, to be pulled into the future. Feel it as a subtle sense of expectancy. Notice how all the time in your life there's a quality of expectancy. What's next? What's going to happen? How long till we get there? And right now, see if you can observe, just tilt, just lean yourself a little forward into the future. Feel that pull of expectancy, of anticipation. Not this moment, virgin, original, but this moment leading somewhere, this moment getting somewhere. Can you feel that? Can you sense that? So making that sense of expectancy, anticipation, conscious, coming right, balanced, perfectly in the center, spacious, alert, fresh. But there's also a tendency constantly in the moment to objectify this moment, a kind of testing. Let yourself lean a little to the right to just sort of taste the nature of how the mind is pulled into making a story about a situation, how it narrates, describes, how you'll evaluate this meditation. Is it a good one? Is it a bad one? How you'll be looking to the past, comparing to previous meditations. Is this a good meditation? And of course, when you're doing that, just lean a little to the left and feel how there's the me that's having this experience. What is this experience in its own purity? Not through a me sense of my experience. Just now, awareness, spaciousness, calm, alert. Not characterizing or objectifying this experience or qualifying or qualitating about this experience, not leaning to the you position, not about the experience, not about the experiencer, not leaning to the right about the experience, a story of judgment, not leaning to the left about the experiencer, how you're doing, right in the middle, awake. Calm, spacious awareness, fully grounded in your body, rooted, mountain. So learn to taste the tendencies of your mind, how much the past is influencing your experience, how much comparison is always going on, and what it might be like to just taste something in its originality. Or how much anticipation, how much expectation is going on. That pull to the future. Where is this going? Where will it lead? How much longer? Find that center.